The old man met young again. At the time when our Lord still walked this earth, he and Saint Peter stopped one evening at a smith's and received free quarters. Then it came to pass that a poor beggar, hard pressed by age and infirmity, came to this house and begged alms of the smith. Saint Peter had compassion on him and said, "Lord and Master, if it please you, cure his torments that he may be able to win his own bread." The Lord said kindly, "Smith, lend me your forge and put on some clothes for me, and then I will make this ailing old man young again." The smith was quite wailing, and Saint Peter blew the bellows. And when the coal fire sparkled up large and high, our Lord took the little old man, pushed him in the forge in the midst of the red-hot fire, so that he glowed like a rose bush, and praised God with a loud voice. After that, the Lord went to the quenching tap, put the glowing little man into it, so that the water closed over him. And after he had carefully cooled him, gave him blessing, when behold the little man sprang nimbly out, looking fresh, straight, healthy, and as if he were but 20. The smith, who had watched everything closely and attentively, invited them all to the supper. He, however, had an own half-blind crook, mother-in-law, who went to the youth, and with great earnestness, as if the fire had burned him much, he answered that he had never felt more comfortable, and that he had sat in the red heat as if he had been cold dew. The youth worked and caught in the ears of the old woman all night long. And early next morning, when the Lord had gone on his way again and had heartily thanked the smith, the latter thought he might make his old mother-in-law young again likewise. Young again likewise. As he had watched everything so carefully and it lay in the province of his trade, so he called to ask her if she too would like to go bounding about like a girl of 18. She said, "With all my heart, as the youth has come out of its swell." So the smith made a great fire and thrust the old woman into it, and she read about this way and that, and uttered terrible cries of murder. "Sit still. Why are you screaming and jumping about so?" cried he, and as he spoke he blew the bellows again until all her rags were burned. The old woman cried without ceasing, and the smith thought himself, "I have not quite the right art," and took her out and threw her into the cooling tub. Then she screamed so loudly that the smith's wife upstairs and her daughter-in-law heard it, and they both ran downstairs and saw the old woman lying in a heap in the quenching tub, howling and screaming, with her face wrinkled and shriveled and all out of shape. Thereupon the two, who were both with child, were so terrified that the very night two boys were born who were not made like men but apes. And they ran into the woods, and from them sprang the race of apes. Thank you.